I want to talk about this, though. Anyone entering the workforce for the first time, you know, whether it's a casual gig toward the end of high school, your first grown-up job, you know, with like nice clothing, this, that, the other, probably have to go to David Jones or a like and splash some cash, or maybe you've just worked up the courage to follow your dreams and go for a bit of a career shift. I know it can be very scary stuff. This battle, however, can be a little bit trickier again for the LGBTQIA+ community, given they're still a bit of a minority group. However, Out for Australia, an organisation that helps to mentor, support the community and individuals within it in their early stages of their careers. I'm joined now by Luke Austin, New South Wales Communications Coordinator for the organisation, to discuss Out for Australia and a little event that they've got coming up. Luke, thanks for joining me. How's it going?
Hi, Jared. I'm doing very well. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here on your show.
Yeah, cheers. Full disclosure, myself and Luke did go to uni together.
We have. This is just like old times.
Just
like old times. Well, yes, Jared, I am the New South Wales Communications Coordinator for an amazing organisation called Out for Australia that is run by volunteers across Australia. So what the organisation's aim is to mentor and support young LGBTQIA+ students and professionals as they navigate their journey from university to professional work life. So in a nutshell, what we do is, and you just said it before, in a nutshell, what we do is we put on events and offer a support network to young people in the LGBTQIA community.
So exactly how do you do that? How do you stand side by side? What is it that you offer as support, maybe mentoring, this, that, the other? What does it mean, I guess, on a day-to-day?
Yes, sure. So we put on a couple of events every month. They used to be physical events, but nowadays, due to the current climate that we're in, they're all online. So they all take shape as more of a Zoom or an online a Skype call event situation.
Of course.
But they are still very engaging and they are very helpful. So we, I think we had one out for bisexuality last month. Coming up this month, I think we've got this is more of a general event. It's out for careers, I believe. And you can find out more about that event on our Facebook page, which is Out for Australia. Mm-hmm. Just generally every month, couple of events. And we try to engage with specific topics, but generally they're all LGBTQIA related.
Although you are the organisation and a bit of a support network as a result of that, has it evolved to a point where now individuals that have come to these events, whether they be on Zoom or whether they were face-to-face beforehand, has that become a community in and of itself now where people lean on one another, individuals involved, this, that, the other, and, yeah, I guess become a community within a community?
Absolutely. And a lot of people, you know, not many people know about us. So I think if you're feeling a bit, like you might be feeling a bit lonely or maybe you don't have to go this journey alone. Mm-hmm. And there is a support network out there and there are people just like you who can assist you and share their stories and just, you know, let you know that you're not alone going through this.
It is somewhat of a sensitive topic, so I don't expect you to go into too much detail, but what kind of challenges might someone find in the workforce due to their sexual or gender identity?
Well, look, I mean, of course, it can be very difficult entering the workplace and not being able to be your authentic self. I mean, at work, we do let our social lives come into it a little bit, I think. I mean, what do you say when you're closeted at work and a coworker asks you what were you up to on the weekend? Do you deny that you're with your same-sex partner or whomever you are with? Or maybe you're asexual and you don't have a partner. You know, like to have to lie to people can be detrimental to your mental health. Mm-hmm. And of course, also, unfortunately, discrimination does still exist.
And I suppose there would be taboos that exist kind of within what is considered general workplace chat or whatever it is that aren't necessarily taboos, like on the street or social or with friends or whatever it is. Like you just said, you can't touch on things that you might do because it might jeopardize whatever kind of sense of professionalism that you have in a workplace. And that's something that maybe someone that just identifies as kind of hetero or this and a like wouldn't have to deal with on a day-to-day.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely correct there. Yeah, for sure.
Alrighty, so why is it important? You've got an upcoming event, 30 for 30.
30 under 30.
Oh,
30
I'm sorry.
Under 30.
My
that's
apologies.
Okay. That's why, yep.
go into a little bit of detail for us, maybe give us a little bit of context.
Sure. So 30 Under 30 is our flagship awards ceremony. We started it last year. And what we do, what the whole event is, basically we're celebrating LGBTQIA role models under 30 who are doing amazing things in their community and careers. So it's 30 people under the age of 30. And furthermore, five of those winners will be selected to receive an award from our five major categories. So I'll just tell you what they are really quick. We've got the Change Maker of the Year. We've got the Mentor. Or actually, I should probably tell you what the actual awards are.
Okay.
So there's Change Maker of the Year award. And so the description of this award is, so we owe that to... we owe what we have to those that came before us. This award recognizes exceptional advocacy and or creating significant and tangible change for the LGBTQIA community.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who have gotten their hands dirty, fighting hard, speaking up for what is right in order to create real, tangible change for the LGBTQIA community.
That's awesome. What are some others?
Yeah, there's the Mentor of the Year. So we have a mentoring program called Mentor Loop. And this award recognizes an exceptional mentor under 30 in Out for Australia's mentoring program who has invested time, energy, and passion in their mentee or mentees. We have the Student of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a young person that... has an exceptional achievement by academic achievement, extracurricular, and or community involvement. The Student of the Year is a boss young person that has been accomplishing milestones far beyond their age and showing us that young people can do anything.
Is that tertiary and high school, or is it what?
It's anyone under the age of 30, but I think it's above the age of 16.
Cool. So HSC involved and such there. That's cool.
Yes. Because I do know we had a winner, I think they were 16 or 17 last year.
Great.
We have Young Professional of the Year, which is an award which recognises exceptional success in any career field, whatever type of workplace they come from. It could be office, site, or virtual. The Young Professional of the Year is a role model who proves LGBTQIA plus people can reach the top of their game. And lastly, but not least, mm-hmm. we have the Community Champion of the Year. Now, this is the LGBTQIA plus community is stronger when we work together. So this award recognizes exceptional contribution to community building or volunteering effort within the LGBTQIA community. So the Community Champion of the Year brings people together, creates safe queer spaces and teams, and fosters unity and understanding within the LGBTQIA community. I feel like I've said that about 100 times this session, but...
No, it's important to
It's important. It's a pretty big tongue twister.
It is, but it's important to reiterate. Thanks for going into a fair bit of detail. Was that all five? Sorry.
That's all five. And so it was a physical event last year. This mm-hmm. year, it's going to be virtual. It's hosted by our partner, BCG, which is the Boston Consulting Group.
Great.
And it will be happening on the 24th of November.
Fantastic. So thanks for giving some context into those awards, because I'm assuming what can someone, maybe a listener out there that has identified certain attributes mm-hmm. in a friend or a colleague or this, that, the other, can they just nominate?
Yes, and you can nominate yourself as well.
Oh, cool.
And I know what you're thinking, Jared. You're thinking, oh my God, I want to nominate you, Luke, because I'm just so amazing. Well, Jared, and to whoever else is listening, you can't nominate me, unfortunately. You can't nominate anybody who's in Out for Australia. Otherwise, I would win the most humble award, I think.
I understand that seems like a conflict of interest.
It does. It seems like a little bit of a conflict of interest.
But a deserving individual is a deserving individual. Listen, I don't want to get...
Absolutely.
Let's not get into it. But.
But touching on that really, really quickly, I just want to say that you can nominate... you can nominate someone you think might be right for one of these awards, and the nominations are currently open, but they are only open for one more week. So they close at midnight next Tuesday on the 20th of October, and you can nominate by going to www.outforaustralia.org, clicking on the events tab, and then you'll see the 30 under 30 tab and you can nominate there.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks so much for joining the show today, Luke. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Jared.
It was good to see you.
It's good to see you, mate.
That was Luke Austin, New South Wales Communications Coordinator of Out for Australia, an organisation supporting LGBTQIA+ individuals in the workplace and the workforce, some newbies in their new jobs, along with that 30 Under 30 event, which they have coming up. You just heard Luke describe. Make sure you go in and nominate. You've only got a week left, like Luke said, so quick sticks, everyone.